We're in Perek Yud, Mishnah Bet. Says the Mishnah, Nisus Alpi Beisdin, Teitse Uptura Mina Korban. Lo Nisus Alpi Beisdin, Teitse Vechayeves Bekorban. Yafe Koch Beisdin, Shepoteres Mina Korban. If a woman got married, Alpi Beisdin, which means over here that there was only one witness, and therefore she needed this special heter and hora'ah of Beis Din to allow her to go and get married. So Beis Din granted that for her. There was one witness. And she went and she got married. And then the husband walks in. So she has to get divorced, as we said in the first Mishnah. Here we're dealing with whether she has to bring a korban. And over here it says that she is pater from bringing a korban. The reason is an individual who does something according to the instructions of Beis Din is pater from having to bring a korban. If that was a ruling and a teaching of Beis Din, there is no korban. Then the Mishnah says, but if she didn't get married according to the horah, the instructions and teaching and ruling of Beis Din, rather, there were two witnesses. So when there were two witnesses that her husband died, she went and she got married. She didn't need the special instruction and teaching of Beis Din. So then she has to get divorced, and she's chayiv in a korban. And the reason over there that she's chayiv in a korban is that she did this on her own. There's no exemption from Beis Din. So she's a shogeg. Someone who does something accidentally is chayiv in a korban. Then the Mishnah says, you see that the authority, the ability of Beis Din is very great, that it can even pater her, exempt her from having to bring a korban. Horuha Beis Din linasei v'halcha v'kilkala chayeves b'korban. Now the Mishnah goes on to make an exception over here, that if Beis Din ruled that she's allowed to go get married, and then she goes, and v'kilkala means that she married somebody she shouldn't have, an almana l'kohen gadol, a grusha l'kohen hediot, she's divorced and she married a kohen, she's a widow and she married a kohen gadol, so that Beis Din never gave her instruction to do. So Beis Din only allowed her and gave her a horah, a ruling to go get married to someone she was allowed to get married to, but to go get married to someone she shouldn't have, that they didn't say, so therefore she's going to then be chayiv in a korban, because she was not following the instructions of Beis Din. Shelohi tiruhu ella linasei. They only gave her this heter to go get married to somebody she was supposed to get married to, and not to this guy. Mishnah Gimel. Ha'isha shahalach ba'ala ubena l'medinas hayam. Ubao v'amru la meis ba'alayich v'achar kach meis b'nech. V'niseis v'achar kach amru la chiluf hayu hadvarim. So the case over here is a case where a woman has her husband and her son both go overseas. And that's her only child. So her husband and her only son, let's say, go overseas. Now, two witnesses, come in and they say, your husband died, and afterwards your son died. Now, that means that at the time of the husband's death, she had a child, therefore she didn't fall out in Yibum. So she goes and she gets married. That she's allowed to do. Now, later, two more witnesses come in and they say it was really the opposite. It was really that the son died first and then the husband. So really, she should have fallen out in Yibum. So the din in the Mishnah is, Teitse v'havlad rishon v'acharon mamzer. She has to get divorced from her current husband. And the offspring that she had, both before and after the death of the husband, the child is going to be a mamzer. Now this is only going according to Rabbi Akiva, who holds you could have a mamzer from Chayve Lavin, from regular Isurim in the Torah. We do not hold like that. The Isser of a Shomeris Yavam, of going out and marrying someone else, is a regular Lav in the Torah, a regular Isser. It's not an Isser with Kares. Therefore, according to the halacha that we have, the child would not be a mamzer. But this is, again, according to Rabbi Akiva, therefore, the child would be a mamzer. Amru la meis benech v'achar kach meis ba'alayich v'nisyabma. Now we take the opposite case. The two witnesses came in originally and told her that your son died, and after that, your husband died. Therefore, she thought she fell out in Yibum, so she went ahead and did Yibum with her husband's brother. V'achar kach amru la chiluf hayu ha'davarim. Afterwards, they come and they say, no, it was really backwards. So you didn't fall out of Yibum. At the time of your husband's death, your son was still alive. Therefore, you weren't a Yavama, and in fact, you were Isser Kares to the husband's brother, because she's an Eshes Ach. Therefore, the din is, says the Mishnah, Teitzei v'havlad rishon v'acharon mamzer. She has to get divorced, and the child who was born, rishon and acharon, again means before what she heard and after what she heard, before the death and after the death of the husband, is a mamzer, and that is going to be, even according to the halacha that we have, even not like Rabbi Akiva, because over here she's an Eshes Ach, and Eshes Ach is one of the Arayas and has a Isser of Karis. Amru la meis balayich v'niseis, v'achar kach amru la kayim haya u'meis. So they come now and they say to her, the new case is that two Eidim walk in and they say, your husband died. Fine, so she goes and she gets married. Now afterwards they come back and they tell her, actually, at the time you got married, your husband was alive, but now he's dead. Then he goes and dies. Teitze v'havlad rishon mamzer. So she has to get divorced. And the Vlad, the child who was born before this testimony and before the husband died, is a mamzer, because she was a married woman who had a child with someone else. V'achron eino mamzer, but the child afterwards is not a mamzer because the husband is already dead. Amru la meis ba'alayich v'niskadsha. Now they come and they tell her that your husband died. Two witnesses come and say your husband died. This is the new case. And now instead of going and getting married, she only goes and does kiddushin. So she becomes betrothed, but she did not consummate the marriage and have a full marriage. So says the Mishnah, v'achar kach ba ba'ala muteres lachzor lo. Now afterwards her husband walks in, so she's permitted to go back and be with her husband. Afal pi shenasan la'achron get lo pasla min kahuna. And even though the second husband gave her a get, that get would not puzzle her from marrying a Kohen. Es zu darash Rabbi Elazar ben Matya. This was the drash of Rabbi Elazar ben Matya. V'isha gerusha me'isha. The pasuk in Vayikra, Perek Chaf Aleph, says a woman when she is divorced from her husband. And the drash is, says the Mishnah, v'lo me'ish she'eino isha. Not from a man who is not her husband. Meaning this woman was mikudeshet, married to this man, the second man, who was not, there was no kiddushin there, because she was really a married woman at the time. So therefore, the get that she got from that second man is not really a get which will pass her from the kahuna, because she's considered already married, and that's not a get from her husband, it's just a get from some guy. So that won't pass her from marrying a kohen. That's the end of Mishnah Gimel.